Star Wars, Rise of Nobility by Linda Lyons, an original Star Wars story based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. It is a dark time for Naboo. Fleeing the invading forces of the Trade Federation, the embattled queen and her retinue have been forced to land on the desert planet of Tatooine. The pod race upon which their fate rests is still a day hence, and there is nothing to do but wait. As young Anakin Skywalker test drives the pod, Padme Nabari looks back to an earlier time, to the crisis that forged her into the queen she has become.
Listen to that. That's a pod going bombard fast.
How's your tongue, Jar Jar?
Oh, Miz is still having pins and needles in Miz's tongue. But those are bonders. Bombard!
Master Jedi, what do you think his chances are?
Anakin's future is in motion, young handmaiden. It is hard to see. However, the Force is strong with him.
Oh, looky! Is it coming in?
Woohoo! We're gonna win tomorrow.
Anakin, don't say that. It will make you reckless.
But it's true, Mom. I really will win.
And why do you think so, Anakin?
I don't know. I just know.
The suns are setting. We should take the pod back before it gets too cold.
I'll take care of that. Shmi, would you like to ride the pod the short distance back to your quarters?
No, thank you, Qui-Gon. I'll walk with Padme.
Is it helping with the pod?
Me too! I knew it was gonna work. I helped Wada take apart an I-10 once. I just knew it'd be way faster I could add to a more injector style.
You're worried, aren't you? I'm sorry.
We're both worried.
I just wish there was some other way.
So, where do you live on this planet that my son will be helping?
Oh, I live in Theed. It's the capital city.
Tell me about Naboo, Padme. What's it like?
Naboo. Well, the air is cool and clean there. In fact, you can even smell the moisture from the river and the waterfalls.
River? Waterfalls? But water doesn't smell.
On Naboo it does. You can smell the water in the air and the forest too.
How does it smell?
Like the plants and like the water. Like a growing thing.
Alive. And the air tastes like salt.
That's all right.
Really? What else?
Well, if you stand on the walls of the city and look out towards the forest, the land appears in all kinds of different colors. There are many shades of green. The grass, the moss, all kinds of trees. And the flowers bloom in every color, like light through a prism. And everywhere you go, you can hear the sound of the waterfalls whispering in your ear.
Padme, you must miss your home.
Oh, I do. I hope everything's all right there.
You haven't told Shmi and Anakin about Theed.
In the city there are hundreds of pretty buildings, all rose and gold. The streets are made of paving stones, and the people wear beautiful clothes. On every corner, children gather, laughing and singing as they play.
Oh, so does not that use the queen, then?
Well, what about the queen, Jar Jar?
creepy scary. So cool. None of the Gungan children acting like that. She's scary.
The queen is not scary.
She's looking like she's seen on a ghost.
Actually, she did once.
No way. How?
It was in the Western Woods. She was in a transport crash there once.
I've heard something about that. She was very brave. She saved the lives of 10 people.
Did she really?
Padme, can you tell us about it?
I guess I can. When the queen was about 8 and a half, she moved to Thee.
She attended the royal school there, didn't she?
Yes, the Varuna Royal Academy for Gifted Children. Several years later, she became an apprentice legislator and joined the debate team. Every other week, they would fly around the world for a competition. Sometimes they even went off-world. But this time, something went terribly wrong.
Ugh, trade tariffs? Who had to pick that topic? I got so bored I almost fell asleep researching that this week.
It was probably Rev. I drew Gungan swampland rights instead.
Yeah, I heard that.
You did not, Enolo. You got to pick your topic because you're the captain. It's not fair.
I'm glad we got trade tariffs this time. It's so much more challenging to take an important topic most people don't understand and make it interesting. And if you do that, Renili, you're sure to win.
Little Miss Studious here.
Children, the first requisite of a good speaker is good manners, especially when you are not enjoying your topic.
What was that?
I don't know, but I have a bad...
We're experiencing engine trouble, and we're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Everyone, please sit in your seats and strap yourselves in. We're going to land in a clearing in the Western Woods in 5 minutes.
Children, in your seats and put your safety belts on. Danae, do you need help? It's okay, Danae. Everything's going to be all right. Let me help.
Hello? Professor? Where is everyone? Professor? Professor?
Amidala, is that you?
Enolo?
I've been looking all over for you. Are you okay?
My head hurts, but I'm okay. Enolo? Professor Seikul is dead.
I know. Both pilots are dead, too. I'm not sure what we're going to do. I can hear transports flying nearby, but I don't think they can see us through the trees.
Is everyone else okay?
Danae and Rev are dead, and everyone else is hurt, except for Renili and me. I've been carrying everyone behind that big section of hull, over there. It should make a good shelter. Renili's trying to build a fire, so maybe they'll see us then.
But they never did see the mannequin. It was cold that night. Enolo and the queen built the fire higher and higher, but the Cambalictus trees were just too tall and thick there.
Here we are. Anakin, will you please take the Epes and Pod around back? And don't forget to thank Gidster and have him pick them up.
Okay, Mom.
Come in and sit down. It's starting to get dark out here. I'll prepare dinner while we hear the rest of Padme's story.
Thank you, Shmi.
So what happened, Padme? What did they do?
It was so cold that night that they were afraid all the injured students might not make it through another night. The sun came up, and the Queen, Anolo, and Renili tried to figure out what to do.
I don't know what's going wrong here. They should be able to scan us. Why aren't they scanning us?
I don't know. Anolo, are you sure our comm unit won't work?
I'm positive. It's a total loss.
Just like our ship.
Look, I think two of us need to go for help. There's got to be someone close by out here searching for us, and they have to have a comm unit.
I agree.
Well, then I'm going. One of you come with me, and the other stay here.
I'm going. Leave her here.
Renili, we need to consider this logically.
I am considering it logically. I'm older, bigger, and stronger, and I can walk longer. There was hardly any water to begin with, and we're almost out of that. You could be gone a long time!
But you were raised in Thebe. You've never been out in the woods before. Amidala was raised on a farm.
How much could she have done in a farm? She only lived there till she was 8, and she probably studied the whole time. Everybody knows she's a brain, but look at her, Anolo. She may have beaten us all out of the Reina scholarship, but we're not at school any longer.
Oh, it's okay, Anolo. I can stay here. In fact, I'd rather...
If she really knows anything about living off the land, then she should stay here. What if the others run out of food?
Then that'll be your problem. Amidala, there's still some meat, cheese, and bread on that rock next to the fire. Get enough to make a small lunch and let's get going.
What? Are you crazy?
Enough, Renili. It's not your problem.
It is too my problem. If you get lost, or hurt, or killed, or you starve to death, we'll never get rescued. And that makes it my problem.
Shut up, Renili. We're wasting time. Come on, Amidala. I'll help you get the food.
Muy, muy. Miss Lekin use a tea. Excuse me.
Thank you, Jar Jar. Dinner should be ready shortly.
Thank you.
So what happened? Did they leave her there?
Well, Anolo and the Queen left the others and started walking through the forest. There were vessels flying overhead, and they tried to go in the direction it looked like they were coming from. Then they walked until the sun set.
How did they keep from getting lost? Here, if a person becomes lost in the desert, they often travel in circles if there are no landmarks.
Well, that was the strange thing. Somehow, the Queen knew which way the ships were headed and where they'd already been. And she knew when they were in danger.
Are you all right?
Be careful over here. These rocks and leaves are really loose.
Shh, Anolo. Wait, don't get up yet.
What?
Stop making so much noise. There's something here.
What are you talking about? I don't see anything.
Shh, not so loud. Keep your eyes open.
Why? Did you hear something?
I didn't. But it feels like I did. Look, Anolo. In those trees.
I still don't see anything.
See where it looks like a log next to those shrubs?
Oh, that's not a log.
It's huge! What is it?
It's a barn skirt! Amidala, where are you going? If we don't move, it won't know we're here.
It already knows we're here! Come on! It's too fast! We'll never outrun it!
Here, up this tree! Hurry! It's gaining on us! Amidala?
Oh.
Where are you?
I'm down here.
What happened? All I can see is your hand.
I'm in a hole or something. I just slid in.
Get your hand back in. Watch out! Are you hurt?
No. No, I'm fine. I think I'll be okay in here. The hole's too small for it to get in. Oh, but what are we gonna do?
I have a knife in my pack, but I left it at the foot of the tree. Maybe we can injure it somehow.
Don't try that. This...
Vornsker.
Yeah, it'll kill you. I've never even heard of such an animal.
I can't imagine what this one is doing here. They live on Merkur. Hey, stick your hand out again. If you can distract it, I can reach my pack.
I don't think that's a good idea. This beast is huge, and although you and I couldn't kill it together, especially with only a knife.
Have you got a better idea? Hey, maybe I can whittle off a stick up here or something. If I can poke it in the eye or lodge it in its ear or something, it will give us a chance to run. Can you climb out of there?
I can climb out easy. I just don't dare right yet. Oh, it's staring right at me, Enolo. I can't believe the size of these teeth.
Stick your hand up and distract it. I'm ready to climb down. Okay, I've got my pack.
Enolo, help! It's trying to dig its way in here. Get it away from me!
Calm down. I'll lead it back over those loose leaves and gravel. If it falls down, you can run.
Oh, hurry!
Over here, you ugly thing. Leave her alone.
It's not working, Enolo.
Hey. Hey! Come on!
Run, Enolo, run!
No, no! Hey, I'm over here. Come get me, you monster. Get me. Amidala, get back in the hole.
Oh, it's really small. I don't even know how I fell in. I can't get back in.
What happened?
There was nothing the queen could do. It pinned Enolo to the forest floor and killed him. When she saw that it was hopeless, the queen turned around and ran. She had left Enolo and the Vornsker far behind. The queen stopped running and sat down to rest. As she was about to cry, a transport passed overhead, so low it sounded as if it were about to land. It was dark now, too dark for anyone to see her from the air, even without the trees, so she jumped up and ran again, trying to follow the ship. The queen reached a clearing where the moon shone silver light in a grassy field. Ahead of her, a great mountain rose up into the sky like a dewback's back. There were two great stone statues on either side of it, and the queen knew where she was. Long, long ago on Nebu, in the time before the Great Peace, there were many wars and a lot of soldiers were killed. The people would bury them on the battlefield and erect statues to watch over them. There are places like this all over Nebu. In some of the old battlefields, the grass grew back, but the trees never did, and no one knows why. There are stories that the burial grounds are full of spirits, and that's why the trees never grew. As the queen stood there, a portal opened in the hillside, like a yawning mouth, and in an instant the queen was running across the field. She scrambled up the hillside and found herself in an alcove with two ships inside, and just enough room for a third. Lowered on the transport that had just flown in. The queen hid behind the other ship and waited. A tall Fallen strode out with two men, as three other men approached the ramp.
Enough!
Prince Caesar, welcome back to the boot.
Prince Varuna.
Our titles are not, as you know, hereditary.
True, but there is hope yet that you may succeed your father on the Naboo throne, as long as you continue to enjoy the support of Black Sun, of course. Which would bring me to the reason for my visit.
Pardon me, my prince, but would you not care to retire for now and discuss the issue in private? Surely you are tired from your trip.
It's true that I enjoy the niceties of diplomacy when appropriate. It's also true that such formalities are often the occasion for equivocation, don't you think?
Well, my prince, I have...
Equivocation. vaccination, and evasion. These are three things that Prince Lex has instructed me to avoid on this particular visit to your base.
Yes, my prince.
Therefore, I shall put the question to you directly. You are aware that Prince Lex is most eager to continue supplying Harium to the Penwarker research venture on Geonosis. It would be a most profitable contract. However, he is unable to do so without the shipment, which you promised us 3 days ago. I want to know where that Harium is.
I can't help it. Security has tightened since our last shipment. My father has a new man who's organized a patrol. I've gotten access to the plans for it, but even that hasn't helped us. Panaka's men are good!
As the Queen listened, it all began to make sense. Harium is a precious metal found only on Naboo in the planet's core. It's left behind when the plasma flows through the rock. Because it's important to the integrity of the core, only very little of it can be mined. The Gungans control it because it's underwater, and by treaty we can only have so much of it a year.
That's all right!
The Naboo use it to make jewelry. At this same time, there had been a lot of jewel robberies in Theed, and the king was under pressure to do something about it. Knowing that Black Sun was involved frightened Queen Amidala very badly.
What's a Black Sun?
It's an organization of criminals, Jar Jar. They're ruthless and bloodthirsty. They'll stop at nothing. They're the people who got Annie and me here in the first place.
Who'd have thought they'd run a black market for Harium? I'd never even heard of the metal before now.
I bet it's for a solar sail. They've been trying to make a solar-powered starship forever, but there hasn't been a really good way to make sails that will push anything faster than a sandcrawler.
Use it, Dada, tell us what happened to the Queen.
Amidala stayed hidden, and she listened. It was incredible to hear that the king's own son was involved in this.
I knew Prince Lex should have never entrusted this to you. I am in charge here now, and I will procure your shipment for you, Prince Varuna.
No, sir. You won't. Not just now.
The queen knew that she needed to leave. Her first thought was to scramble into one of the ships and fly out of the hangar doors.
You are hardly in a position to give orders to me.
But as she sat there in the shadows, she realized that she didn't know how to fly any of the ships. And if she ran, they'd all see her and she would be caught.
But, my prince, we've monitored a transport crash. Just inside the perimeter of our shield, the very shield that prevents my father's security from scanning us. The Western Woods are crawling with security. This is no time to send a crew and shipment in or out.
Common sense told the queen that it didn't matter if she could fly. All she had to do was get the ship forward, through the doors, and out into the field where she could run. But then she thought of the awful task of having to accuse the king's own son, and she thought of what would happen to her classmates if she were killed. And she couldn't move. She was so afraid.
Ridiculous! Use your one functioning brain cell to lower the shield long enough for the searchers to find their lost ship. While they are occupied with that, I shall take your procurement crews to Theed and give them some instruction in the art of breaking and entering.
And as the criminals argued, the hangar doors closed. And it was too late. The queen had hesitated too long. She was trapped.
Afterward, I shall take you back to Prince Lex with me to be dealt with.
My prince, you underestimate.
Any further interference from you, and I shall see that this Panaka receives your name myself.
The queen slowly got up and began to look for a way out. She was alone, or so she thought.
What? It's a little girl. And a pretty little girl, too. What are you doing in my repair, eh, little one?
Oh, please don't.
Don't what? I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm a basilisk, not a dim-witted Gamoran. Now tell me, how did you get in here?
I'm from the transport crash in the woods. Please let me out. Please let me go. I'm only trying to find help.
I don't think that would be wise.
I'm a Royal Academy student. My grandmother is a wealthy lady and thief. Please let me go. You won't be sorry.
I wish. You are going to have to come with me. Now move it! My prince!
What is this?
A refugee from the crash, my lord. I found it just now. In the hangar.
Most unwise. We shall have to eliminate you.
Not so hasty, Varuna. Such a lovely little thing. I may have to take her back to Coruscant with me. I presume you have a suitable holding area for her?
Of course.
Good. You will detain her there while we conduct our business.
My prince? Security!
Sir, I'm sorry to disturb you, but I have something here that you must see. Something brought back by one of our patrol animals, and I thought it best to show you right away.
It was the Vornsker. The guard was holding it by a chain. The monster had Anolo's battered body by the arm, dragging it along the floor. They locked the queen away in a cell that looked empty, but she soon discovered she wasn't alone.
Door.
Oh, you scared me. I didn't even see anyone in here.
Me the heck here. They've kept me, the prisoner, on a long time.
Oh, I could have sworn I was the only person in here.
Me the called Nardy Wings. Who's the use of? And what is the use of crying?
You didn't cry when they stuck you in here? I'm sorry. My name is Amidala.
How's the use of getting here?
I was on a school trip, and our transport crashed in the woods. I went with a friend to try to find help, and then I saw the hangar door open, and I came in here.
That's a bad moment. What happened to you, the friend?
We ran into one of their Vornskers in the woods, and they killed him.
He's a very, very sorry parent.
Oh, I only wish that were the worst. I was stupid enough to get trapped here, so Anola will have died for nothing. All my friends in the transport are going to die. No one will find them in time because they're inside this place's shield. They can't be scanned. And the king's son is a robber and a criminal, and no one will ever find out because of me. It's all my fault.
Me's up thinking you's up being too hard on you, the sow. You's up not helping if some big guys are grabbing and dragging you's up off. No, 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 no.
No, you don't understand. I had a chance to get out, and I didn't. I could have grabbed the transport and flown out, or I could have run, but I didn't. I just sat there. I just sat there while everyone was counting on me.
Ooh. Amphamon?
What?
Amphamon? It's an Onagungan word meaning. Oh, meaning? Acting as if is what it is really meaning and use a word. Yes? Either trying to explain, me's a thinking. How would user acting if a user knew what to do? User wouldn't be crying. No, 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 no. That is how you ought to be acting now.
But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get out of here. Neither do you.
Me's a thing. You's a going out an hour ago. And you's a still here. You's a come over here. Listen.
Norde motioned toward an air vent in the rear of the cell. It was much too small to crawl through, but it carried the sounds of the guards in a break room somewhere in the building, and the queen could hear every word. For the next day and a half, she sat or lay under the vent until she overheard something that gave her an idea.
That Feline, what's he keeping that young girl for anyway? years old.
Him? No!
Yeah, I'd be with forever this
What I want to know is, why is everyone assigned to that block but me? I could think of worse things than looking at her all day.
Well, you shouldn't be so rough with the prisoners, Redbeard. Then, when something like this comes along, you can get some of the easy duty and not be stuck outside on the perimeter with the Vornskers.
Varun is in enough trouble already. He isn't going to take a chance on having Shizor's prize harmed in any way.
Yeah, he likes him pretty from what I've heard.
Even if he's gotta wait 10 years.
Besides, Redbeard, you wouldn't want to blow it, would you? You know what happened the last time Varuna caught you messing with the prisoners?
Yeah, I know. And I don't make enough as it is. How am I ever going to be rich and big like Varuna when I could make more pickpocketing a Jawa?
Well, I doubt he'd be so gracious as to just cut your pay this time. He might decide to cut something else, if you catch my meaning. And remember, he did say that this was your last chance.
Fortunately for the Queen, the cell doors were antiquated bars that slid back and forth manually. Her plan was to get rid of her guard by disabling him. And realizing that Redbeard was the only other guard on night duty, he could fill in on short notice. She also knew that she could bribe him more easily than anyone else. So early in the morning, she stood in the shadows while she waited for her breakfast.
Take that!
Oh, you broke my fingers!
You better look out for me. I'm not as nice as I look.
Just for that, you don't get breakfast. You'd better find some manners before you starve to death, girl.
By now, the Queen was very upset. They barely brought enough food for even one person, much less two, and Nordi refused to eat altogether. She knew time was running out for her, Nordi, and her friends. But she took a deep breath, mangled her hair, and picked up a stone from the floor. She began sharpening it against the bars. He came that night to deliver their supper. There could be no mistaking who he was. He was a huge man with a red beard curling down his chest. The Queen raised her rock, which she had ground to a sharp edge, up to her cheek.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna tell Prince Varuna that you made these marks to my face. From what I've heard, the prince isn't happy with you to begin with. And just imagine what Prince Shizor will do to you.
Huh? What are you talking about? Now stop playing around and give me that.
I want to make a deal with you first.
Not so tough without that rock, are you?
The Queen had never been so frightened in her life, but she pushed the fear aside and tried hard to act as if she wasn't scared.
Please, please help me. Here, I have this necklace they didn't find on me. It's worth a lot, and it's yours if you help me.
Looks real pretty. It looks like it's worth a lot. But so what? I could take it anyhow.
Look, I bet they don't pay you well, and I imagine that you always wanted something better than all this for yourself, right? My grandmother is a very wealthy lady, indeed. If you help me, she'll reward you with, well, more money than you can imagine.
I can imagine a lot.
Well, once I'm out of here, she can pay you whatever you ask for. Then with all that money, you can be as big as, say, the Hutts.
Well, I don't know.
Wait. Do I hear someone? Maybe they might like my offer since you don't appear to be interested. Help! Help!
All right, I'll do it. If I take my hand away from your mouth, don't yell, okay? But remember, you're my prisoner. And if you and your family don't pay me, you're dead.
Wait, don't leave Nordi.
Huh?
The Gungan in the cell with me.
Are you crazy? You must have hit that rock against your head too hard. Now shut up and come on. I'm gonna have to deactivate the cameras on the north side so we can slip out. Every entrance is monitored. If I regret this, so will you.
You won't. I promise.
Whoa, what the? Guys,
what's with the blasters? My friends!
Perhaps you don't know, my dull fellow, but the detention quarter is also monitored. Little one, you possess a fine intelligence. I see we shall have to watch you more closely.
Don't touch me.
And so brave, too. But really, my dear, to mar that beautiful skin, you are truly a girl of rare spirit.
The queen leaned over and bit Sheezor's hand. One of them lunged for her, and when he did, the queen stepped aside and shoved him from behind straight into the prince. As one guard fell over the fallen prince, one rushed to help the prince up and two moved to grab the queen. Amidala dashed between Redbeard's legs, then got up and ran as hard as she could.
Stop! Stop!
But the men were stronger and had longer legs, and the queen hadn't eaten all day. She knew she couldn't outrun them. The queen used the keypad to lock the door, but she had to make sure it stayed locked. She looked around.
Where did you come from?
The queen grabbed a mug of calf off the counter and threw it on the keypad. Then she used the bottom of the mug to pound the keys.
What the hell are you doing to my door? What do you think you're doing?
Let go of me! I've got to get out of here! The queen grabbed the cook's apron strings and pulled off the apron. She ran to the stove.
Give me that! Oh, no, you don't!
She dangled the apron right onto the heating element.
No! Help!
The cabinets were antiquated, too, and made out of wood. The queen dropped the apron at the foot of the cabinets as she spied a bottle of cooking oil. The cook went for the fire containment device on the wall to extinguish the fire, but the queen threatened her with the biggest knife she could find.
Don't you touch that! I'll use this if I have to.
No!
Are you trying to kill us all? Get back!
Fire!
Fire!
The guards had forced the door, but now they had plenty to keep them busy. In all the confusion, it was easy for the queen to slip away. She ran alone, unnoticed, as everyone ran to put out the fire. At last, she came to a door.
Oh, please open. Please let me out.
The door was unlocked, probably because of the fire alarm. It slid open, and the queen was free. But the queen realized that she couldn't leave.
Wait, Yordi. I can't leave her in that cell. I have to go back. What if the whole building burns?
And the queen turned back. But before she could even take a step, she heard a voice.
Mitha, here! You don't gotta rescue Mitha! You just gotta run! Run!
They locked you in. I saw them. How can you be out here?
Nordi looked strange to the queen, like the sun on mist. Slowly, she walked forward and put out her hand.
I can't believe it. No wonder Redbeard said I was crazy. No wonder they never brought you any food.
Uh-oh! Mitha found the Mitha out!
Why, you're a ghost, aren't you?
Mitha dying. Right over there. Long and before the disembrace Mitha.
I can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. How can I ever thank you?
Yuza letting Mitha walk and Yuza through the Diza woods. Yuza got help coming. Days are looking for Yuza. Mitha seeing Daxon and a lots and more about Yuza cell. Oh yes, lots and more.
And so Nordi led the queen into the woods, where she soon met a search party that had been organized to find them.
A real ghost? Wow, did you see it, Padme?
Me? Well, no. The queen, she didn't have handmaidens then.
Did the queen ever see it again?
No, but Nordi did tell the queen her fortune while she guided her through the woods to the search team.
They hadn't found the crash site yet?
No, the Cambalictus forests were too high and thick, and she's her security shield hadn't yet been lowered.
So that was the reason for the king's sudden abdication. No one on the council has ever heard the full story about that.
Well, it didn't happen right away. The reason it was such a big scandal was that King Varuna had kept it hidden.
I don't understand. Didn't the queen ever tell anyone?
She did, but nothing was ever done about it. It was as if it hadn't even happened. Somehow our Senator Palpatine found out. When he did, the king's son went off planet. He disappeared along with several large shipments of Harium. At that time, the senator hoped the king had put him in a prison off-planet and kept it all hidden out of shame. Palpatine sent someone to investigate, and shortly after discovered the king's son was on Corellia, hiding until it could all be forgotten. That was when the senator made all the facts public, and when the king stepped down. Senator Palpatine wrote to Amidala and urged her to run for election as the new queen. Then he supported her campaign, and here we are.
An amazing story, Padme.
But Padme, if the ghost told the queen her fortune, then we know how all this ends, don't we? I mean, if it knew the future.
Well, Anakin, that story is the queen's. It should remain the queen's to reveal in her own way. It isn't Padme's to tell.
I guess you're right, Mom. Sorry.
Well, it wasn't quite that simple, Anakin. The future is always changing, depending on what we decide to do today. And it isn't always clear.
Now, who wants to help me put dinner on the table? We have a big day ahead. We'll need our energy.
That's a hoppin' news up!
I'll be there in a minute. Thank you, Nordy. Though, your prediction... he's so young.
Star Wars, Rise of Nobility by Linda Lyons. An original Star Wars story based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Elizabeth Escott as Padme Amidala, Cody Hintz as Anolo, Pamela K. Kinney as Nordy Weems, Jeremy Caldwell as Prince Shizor, Abe Diekman as Prince Varuna, Evan Slasted as Anakin Skywalker, Linda Lyons as Shmi Skywalker, Eric Grove as Qui-Gon Jinn, Keith Abbott as Jar Jar Binks, Ted Alderman as Redbeard, John Reeves as Renili, Bill Corning as the Mechanic, Susan Highsmith as the Cook, Michael Smith as Professor Sakul, Evan Grummel as the Pilot, Lila Atherley as Danae, Corey Dell as Rev, Andy and Chris Matthews as the Students, and Christopher Walker, Armaj Badar, and Anari Icewalker as the Guards. Additional wild lines recorded by Adam Bertocchi, Brian Bassetti, Sean Johnston, Elizabeth Ascott, Armaj Badar, and Keith Abbott. Rise of Nobility was directed and casted by Pamela K. Kinney, with sound mixing by Keith Abbott and David Jacques. Music by John Williams and Joel McNeely. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt and Matthew Wood. Sound design for Shaven Wookiee Productions by Keith Abbott and David Jacques. Mix technician was John Reeves. Foley artists were Ann Baselager, Luke Harris-Evans, Keith Abbott, and Chelsea Abbott, with additional Foley provided by the public domain. Foley recordists were Armaj Badar and Luke Harris-Evans. Additional story input for Rise of Nobility by Keith Abbott. Consulting editors were Jake Spruill, Jared Nelson, Luke Harris-Evans, John Reeves, Pamela K. Kinney, Linda Lyons, and Sean Johnston. Production assistant was Ann Baselager. Production dialogue for Varuna by Devin Jacobson. Production dialogue coach for Jar Jar was Nathan Dolan. Wild lines written by John Fraser, Pamela K. Kinney, and Susan Highsmith. Pre-visualization storyboards by Chris Newman. Executive producer was Keith Abbott, and I am Sean Johnston. Special thanks go to our families and friends for their patience, Richard Toskin for his advice, and finally the Moisture Farm Co-op for the inspiration from which this project all began.